Welcome to Mind Styling, the podcast that explores how we can win at the game inside our heads and make a mark on this world in our own unique style, on our own terms.
We interview entrepreneurs and leaders who aren't afraid to push the boundaries and set their own definitions of success. We will share with you the tips and techniques they use to style their mind and give you the tools you need to start mind styling for yourself.
Hello, lovely mind stylers. This is Amy Armstrong.
And I'm Dr. Becky Sage.
And today we have top tips from our fantastic interview with the fantastic Fab Giovannetti. Becky, Fab was amazing. She was Fab. I had to say that, sorry. But she got that.
It's hard not to pun on such a name.
And she is quite an exceptional young lady. Wow.
She is so much positive energy. I feel like I'm saying the same thing about all our guests at the moment. They just kind of, there's a real sense of bringing that energy up and being very positive and just having some fun through the interview. And you know, I know that through the work, yes, that they do as well. So it's it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed speaking with Fab.
She was hilarious. I mean, just completely off the wall at times.
She's a potato face. And if you haven't listened to the interview yet, you can listen.
Yes, potato face.
I'm not sure we can actually explain what that means.
No, it's not a natural quote, really, is it?
My face looks like a potato.
When she wasn't talking about potatoes, her top tip for us was to ask for support. And I think that's a really powerful one. She broke it down to three areas. She talked about accountability, so asking for support to hold you to account so you can do what you do as best as you possibly can. She talked about help with something you don't know how to do, so whether you're going to ask someone else to do it, hire them in, or learn it for yourself and learn from someone else who's an expert. And she talked about offloading when it's all a bit too much and it's actually time to get someone else in to help. So, Becky, our theme here is giving yourself permission to get help, to get support, to do your very best. Mm. How has that helped you over your time as an entrepreneur?
Well, it's something that I find quite hard, actually. And I really liked the way Fab broke it down into three areas, because it's an absolute must. All of those things that she had, you need accountability and support. You need to bring in people who have skills that you don't have, or you need to find ways to develop those skills. You need to figure out how you're going to, you know, there's so much more to be done than you can do alone. So you need to be able to offload, outsource, delegate. And simplify as well. So, as somebody who is very independent, and of course we're all kind of brought up in quite an individualistic society. In I guess, kind of certainly the cultures that I spend most of my time interacting with, and therefore I think the idea of asking for help is a real skill that we need to develop. And it doesn't necessarily come easily. And by breaking it down into three areas, that's always helping to make that a bit more of a bite-sized challenge. So it really is nice to be able to go, even if you're feeling a bit, you're kind of a bit stuck, whatever that might be. So you're in your business, you're like, whether it's the, oh my gosh, I'm really frazzled because there's so much to do and how am I ever going to find the bandwidth to do this? Or if you're feeling a lack of confidence and, you know, not quite sure why and needing to get somewhere, or if there's some very tangible skills that you know you don't have and you need to bring them in, it can be tough to identify what's going on and then to be able to act on that. So I think that, like I said, by breaking it down into three more bite-sized pieces, each one of them in itself is still going to be tasks, but it allows you to start taking those first steps. Kind of go back to what Yasmin said last season when we were talking about turning your goals into something that, you know, to more manageable bite-sized chunks. And I think that was very much what Fab was coming to with what she was talking about here, which was not, it's not just like ask for help when you need it, because that can feel very overwhelming. If we can say, figure out what kind of help it is you need and then go about asking for it. It's, yeah, it's really important to be able to do that and figure out how you're going to do that.
And I think it's also, because often when we're at that point, as you say, you're so overwhelmed that actually at that moment in time, you're not doing your best thinking. Whether it's just you've got this massive to-do list and you just don't know where to start. And often if you've got that sense of overwhelm, you also start thinking, I can't do this. I'm not capable of it. Who am I to think that I can play at this level? Who, all these people I'm going to let down, and your little, those little gremlins start going, and you start getting smaller and smaller and playing smaller and smaller. And as you say, we've been brought up, so many of us have been brought up to just, you know, get on and do it yourself. Stop moaning. If you can't do it, why should anyone else do it? And so actually it's getting yourself into that mindset where actually it's actually an act of strength to ask for support.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And I think I love what you say about permission. Because like I said, I think when we have, when we've built up these mindsets, it's permission that we need. Either permission or mischief.
This word again.
Sorry, everyone. So
Becky's word of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it as her business partner.
Well,
I show up.
I think it's positive because it's, you know, me being mischievous is hardly
totally
setting the world on fire. Me being mischievous is like, oh my gosh, I might actually ask somebody for help for something.
I think it might turn the world, set the world on fire in a very lovely, fantastic way.
Yes. So, and I think it is. I think because it's going a little bit against, and like you said, permission is kind of the other, what using that word mischief is doing for me. So I think, and like I said, by breaking it down, I think that's really important. And I've with a lot of the entrepreneurs I've been speaking to recently, and I think I did this as well, you kind of have a plan in your head for needing to hire, and you get to a point where you feel like you have to do that so quickly to, you know, deal with a problem that you have right now, basically. And I think when we think about breaking down the type of support that we need, of course, hiring somebody comes into that package. It was certainly something, in terms of helping with something that you don't know, or offloading, you know, so you might be building your team based on some of those things. It's like, what skill sets do I need to bring in? Or is it that these are tasks I can do, but I need to hand them over to somebody else because I need to spend my time on something that's a bit more specialist and where I can make a faster difference. And of course, if you are in a CEO or a leadership or that kind of that role that is leading everything forward, your job needs to be able to be to connect all those other resources. So a lot of your brain space has to be about how do we, you know, of course, set the vision, but then how do we connect all of these other things that are going on in the business, and how do we make sure that we've got the right support, for one of the better word, for the business itself, you know, whether that be through your team or your tools that you're using or people that you're working with or the communities that you exist within. So it's definitely, like I said, I think by stepping back and breaking it down, we can say, well, what is it I'm actually looking for here? Is hiring the right thing right now? And if it is, can I take the time to make sure I'm hiring the right person? Because that's kind of the biggest step in terms of asking for support. Once you hire somebody, you got to pay them a salary. You've got to support them in the workplace. You've got to do all of the other things. And that goes for if you're already a team of zero people, or if you're a team of, you know, many, many people already, you're still bringing a new person into that workplace is a big step to take. So maybe you might want to go back to that and go, is that the kind of thing I actually need right now? Or do I just need some more accountability? Or do I just need a new skill? Or, you know, so I think it's a, of course, I'm talking in the abstract. So it will make sense differently for different people, depending on the situation that you're in.
I think it's a really interesting point you make. Because actually, it's that transition from small to bigger. And when we're asking for support, we're amplifying our capacity. And it's a really interesting question for one, if you're thinking about hiring. And I think we should do a session on hiring individually, because it's about strategic hiring, isn't it? And and there's so much reflection on hiring for the future, not necessarily hiring for now, because it takes a while. It's going to take, frankly, 6 months before, from deciding you want to hire, recruitment process, getting the right person in, and then them actually adding big significant value to the company. I think it always takes 4 months to turn that around for someone to be
minimum
properly. And for you, if you're a new manager, you've got to learn how to interact with that person. You've got to learn how to set your time up to be able to work with them and effectively. If you're an established manager with a team already in place, if it's a new role, you've all got to adjust yourselves to allow that person the space to make their mark and add their value. And so all of those elements require support as well. 60% of our leaders and managers have never had any training in how to lead or manage. And that's massive. So I think it's so powerful to break down the support you need into these three areas. And I would go a step back. I would perhaps, if you're in that state of overwhelm and you're looking at your to-do list and going, I would get that to-do list and I'd add another column to it. And I would write at the top of that column, what or who can support me to do my best work here?
Yeah, in fact, Fab, I don't know if she said this in the interview, but she said it to me another time. And I know that I think this is in her book, which is coming out. Well, it is actually out. We'll put that link in the show notes. Yes. So it's out for pre-order. And she has three areas, actually: simplify, delegate, automate. And I think that's really powerful on that to-do list. And alongside a couple of other techniques there as well, such as the zero-based budget. Are there more things on the list than you're trying to do? And can you get realistic about that? And then if you are realistic about that, the things that are going to fall under your line in terms of the amount of time you've got to complete those tasks, how are you going to deal with that? Are you going to simplify, delegate, automate, or say no to them? And so I think, yeah, I just wanted to say that, because I've been using that for myself, that idea of simplify, automate, delegate. It's a really helpful set of things to think about.
I like it. And the step before that is, what do I need for me right now? Because sometimes it's just I need some words of encouragement. Sometimes it's just I need someone in my corner. Sometimes it's I just need some space to think about this. And it's just starting to allow your brain to start to percolate and think about it. Because, yes, of course, there's that simplify. Delegate, automate, perfect, wonderful. And there's also something about nourishment as well at times.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that comes to, we haven't really mentioned too much that the accountability and support side of asking for help. And like you said, I think there's a lot of things that you can do for yourself. But I also think that when you get isolated, that's when the overwhelm gets bigger. And I think one of the traps I fell into was really needing the team for accountability and support, Which is fine, you know, like you obviously want to kind of build a supportive team around you, but needing it for that nurture side of things as well, and not being in a place where I could kind of just take that deep breath and step back and have some perspective. And so I think getting that from external places can be really helpful. So the support aspect to it actually initially for me came from podcasts, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, because, which sounds strange because it's obviously not personally directed at you when you're listening to a podcast, except it is, because we have similar challenges. So for me, listening to people who'd been on the journey, and that was like my first access to a peer group more than anything else. Yes. In entrepreneurship, which I hope that we're providing here for people on Mindstyling. It's definitely part of that goal. So, and then after that, the kind of networks that I became part of, and the incubators or the accelerators or the other communities that I've become a part of, are just really good for accountability and support, as well as coaching, of course. Coaching and mentoring can be really helpful for that as well. So there's all these different places where maybe we can step away a little bit and ask for support in a more kind of foundational way, I guess. It's yes. That kind of getting yourself that partly nurture. Maybe some of that is also like developing skills developing skills.
But it's developing skills and developing capacity as well. Yeah. I like to think of, if you think of an elite athlete, they have a team around them supporting them to do their best work, and they have different experts in different corners. So they have a nutritionist, they'll have a physiotherapist, they'll definitely have a coach, but they might have coaches for different areas of their sport, their specialism. Yeah. They might have a mind coach. No, there's all sorts going on there. Mm. And I think actually, if we take a step back and think of ourselves as actually we are working towards being elite at and drawing on Pearl Jarrett thing, the best version of ourselves that we possibly can. If we are more than enough, actually, what do we need around us in our environment to amplify that, to enhance that, to allow us to do our very best work, to sing our most beautiful song in perfect pitch at that right level of noise. Oh well, there we are.
Sorry, I hadn't had any support or help on that.
You got it. You got your voice in perfect pitch. It's all of that. And sometimes we need support in just helping ourselves have the space to think clearly about where do I want to put my energies here. And who can help me in those areas where I don't need to play full out? Someone else can do this for me.
Yeah, because with the elite athlete example, you know, you're highly specialized, aren't you? So it's like the elite part comes in that very narrow area, really, and you're not doing all of the rest of that stuff for yourself. So something that I wanted to touch on as well is, How do we get ourselves to the place where we feel comfortable to ask for support? And what is it that stands in our way of doing it?
Mm. Well, you tell me, Becky. Mm. Let's start with that. What has got in the way for you at times of asking for support?
More than anything else, it's that I don't think I'm worthy of wasting somebody else's time. And so there's two things there. One, the self-worth, and the other being that I think by asking for help, I'm wasting somebody else's time.
Yes. Yes. And that comes back down to permission. And actually, if that's how you're thinking, that is a sign right now that you actually need someone else's support. And that's not in a needy way. That's and I think that's what this whole podcast is about today. It's about saying support is a fundamental structure of being a successful business person, an entrepreneur,
Absolutely.
A leader, a manager, a visionary, someone who is making an impact on the world in their terms, in their way. And yes, they're doing it on their terms, in their own way. Mm. And none of us are an island.
Yeah.
All the most successful people in this world have a phenomenal network beneath them. And as you say, though, it doesn't have to be paid for. It doesn't have to be formalized. I think it was Jess who was talking about that as well.
She
was
all
that time ago. And I love Jess's interview podcast. It's about creating an environment that will support you. And what are the voices, what are the inputs to that? And just taking time out to say, give yourself permission. That's my one takeaway from this for everyone, is give yourself permission and then start shaping it. And just if you feel overwhelmed, just say, what one small thing would help me here? Start small and build.
Yeah, always that first step. I'm just thinking as well, as we talk about this, there's a sense of I'm not ready to ask for help yet.
Yes.
So I think that's definitely something that I experienced earlier on. And so the way I approach that now is to be very transparent with people and say things like, I really just want to explore, you know, what could we do to maybe get the podcast out to more people, to your community, you know, if I'm talking to people about that. Or so really this idea of using exploration as a way to develop those kind of supporting relationships that are around you.
Yes. And do you know what, though? As humans, we are social beings. We evolved in tribes. Mm. And we get a lovely shot of neurochemical oxytocin when we help someone and when we are being helped. So it's that lovely positive connection. And of course, so there's a point to this in the sense that if someone helps us, we feel good and then we go and help someone else. And every person that you go and ask for help with, they will feel a neurochemical that someone has asked. Now, sometimes they won't be able to help you. They won't have enough time, or they won't have the capacity, or they'll think that they aren't the right person for you. But they will be able to, 9 times out of 10, they will be very happy that you've asked, and they will be very happy to think who would be the best person to help you. And so actually, I think it's going in with that lovely open exploration mindset and that knowledge that actually most people, and certainly the people that are right for you, will say yes, or they'll say and. Mm. It's just opening yourself up for that.
So maybe what the listeners really need to do is to flip this on its head. Maybe the task, and I'm reflecting back, I got more and more comfortable asking for help the more I was asked for help and the more I felt good from helping other people. So maybe what it would be great for listeners to try would be to offer help to somebody, you know, like or to say yes when somebody else is looking for help, or be open to those opportunities when they come around. Because like you said, it not only gives you that shot of, did you say it was oxytocin?
Yes.
Yeah. So you get this oxytocin, but you also get to experience what it's like to give somebody help. And then you yourself can understand that when you ask somebody else to help, they will feel flattered by it. You know, they might, like you said, they might not be able to do it, but they will feel good that you've asked them, even if they can't do it. So maybe that's an approach.
I like that. And I think just as we round off, I think it's a really powerful point you make about just when people feel not ready for help or less than. Mm. Who am I to ask you for help, for instance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I definitely experienced that.
It's huge. And, so in my work as a clinical hypnotherapist or as a leadership and wellbeing coach, I probably once a month I have a client going, oh, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't be asking you this. I don't want to bother you. I don't want you to waste your time. It's like, this is what I do. You are not wasting my time. This is how I am in this world. Mm. And I've chosen this path and I am here to help. And don't cancel your session because you're feeling awful. That's probably when the help will help you most.
Yes.
Let me carry you for a moment. Let me help you into a place where you can do your best work again, where you can think clearly. And just to know that there are people, a lot of people out there who, that's their raison d'etre. You just need to find people you trust and you feel comfortable enough to be vulnerable with. But vulnerable doesn't mean victim.
Yeah.
Vulnerable, I would say, is voicing it, being able to articulate it. So it comes back in a lovely circle, back to that mindset of exploring what works best for me, what will help me here do my best work and show up and shine. And just starting with that knowledge that you can, given the right environment, and your responsibility is to go and curate that environment and enjoy that act of seeing what works best. What's the difference that makes the difference? What are the, who are the people, who are the resources that will really help you on the way?
Lovely. So if you've tried any of these things, let us know. Or if you've got a different challenge that we haven't really talked about here, if there's something that you think around the area of asking for support, asking for help, allowing yourself to be carried sometimes, allowing yourself to be vulnerable without being victimized. There's a lot of themes in there, aren't there? So we'd love to hear from you. So let us know what you think, what you've tried, what works for you. And you can do that by heading to Instagram, Mind Styling Podcast, Facebook, Mind Styling Podcast as well, and Twitter, Mind Styling Pod. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Becky. That was really good. It was really interesting. Mm. Thank you, everyone. Good luck. Enjoy. So we can't always control the situations that are going on outside of us, but we can be in control of how we react to those situations.
And that is what mind styling is all about.